Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to power you. That's what we like to do. And magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. After being off a week to get office and home moved, new locations for both, back-to-back moves, we are sitting in the saddle again, ready to rock it and empower you. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to be talking about cognitive function and fungus tonight and some other things, and we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that, yes, Frank, I know my move was not exactly a vacation. It was anything but at that. It was had to be done. So we true gritted it out. That's what we did. So let's look at and give God all the glory every day. Here's a devotional to the Lord. He says in Ezekiel 18, cast away from you all your transgressions, thereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. So he says, why would you die? Why would you want to die? He also says, a new heart I'll give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart of your flesh. Yeah, bury that old man. Cast away all the grievances that are holding you prisoner, and the Lord is long-suffering and merciful. And we have to be that way, too. We have to kind of just, you know, forgive people. It's kind of hard to get wrap that around your brain, but it is liberating for you to do that. So I encourage you to seek the Lord's face, get in the Bible, mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, Frank, first up in the quack report, guess what? FDA is willing to let the coronavirus vaccine makers kind of possibly skip the trial phase. Yeah, they want to speed up the vaccine, you know, stop the spread of the virus in the United States. And so the Food and Drug Administration has hinted they're floating the idea of skipping the standard testing phase for existing vaccine candidates. According to the FDA Commissioner Stefan Hahn, he says it's up to the sponsor, which would mean the vaccine developer, to apply for an authorization or approval, and we make an adjudication of their application. He says if they do that before they enter phase three, we may find that to be appropriate. So based on the Center for Disease Control's prevention guidelines, vaccines usually are trailed through three phases before they get approved. The first phase is a small group of people that get the trial vaccine to test it. Phase two is a clinical study, which is expanded the vaccine. It's given to more people. They're given to people that have the characteristics or the physical characteristics similar to those that the vaccine would be intended for. And then phase three would be the vaccines given to thousands of people to test the efficiency and safety of it. So they want to maybe skip phase three. Seriously. According to FDA Commissioner Stefan Hahn, he says our emergency use authorization is not the same as a full approval, he explains, and the legal, medical, and scientific standard for that is that the benefit outweighs the risk in public health emergency. So they're willing to risk lives, they think. Hahn also did not specify how the benefits and risks of this vaccine it hasn't undergone phase three trials, so they don't know how to assess it, the risks, actually. Moving along on the quack report, let's see, what do we have here? Glyphosate, your Roundup and your GMOs. Apparently, common disease appears across the Central America area. Doctors are scratching their heads. A disease of chronic kidney unknown etiology, chronic kidney disease. It's baffling the experts, but it's hit primarily the agricultural population. And they think it's linked to the toxic weed killer, glyphosate, produced and patented by Monsanto. Here's the thing about glyphosate. It was first developed as a cleaning agent for clearing out pipes and boilers until they decided to market it in the 1970s as a herbicide called Roundup. Kind of reminds you of the Listerine product, which was originally an operating room detergent to clean bacteria out of the operating rooms, and then they just decided to market it as mouthwash. Moving along, last but not least in the quack report, Elon Musk claims, hey, brain implants, way of the future. Get on board now. He says it's going to help humans combat a lot of existing internal medicine diseases like AI, Alzheimer's, and other things. I know, Frank's saying at least they're not actually freeing us any of Lysol yet. Yeah, we don't have any Lysol cleaner, do we? Elon Musk says they implanted this tiny computer device in a pig's brain. He claims that the implant is a very small computer. He presented this pig to the neurosciences startup event called Neuralink. Scientists are hoping that they can find a cure through this technology for a lot of neurological conditions, help people that are paralyzed to be able to maybe use a computer mouse. So they said if anybody signs up for this, computer implant, this computer brain implant, according to Musk, it will be done. The surgery will be done by a robot, not by a human, under local anesthesia. And also, he says, hey, it's an unpluggable part. You can remove it at any time. How are you going to do that? It's in your brain. You got to go through surgery. And if anything has taught us through this COVID event, you may not be able to get surgery to remove it. Think about it. Think about EMF pulses with an electrical device in your brain. Oh, I don't want to even. It's cringing. I'm cringing. Craziness. And, food for thought. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Well, I've missed everyone terribly. I've missed you, Frank. More tete-a-tetes on the topics, the tongue jousts, if you will, on what's going on. I've kind of missed it. It's been a full week of moving, but I've missed it. You know what's really kind of annoying is the phone companies here. With this COVID, the lack of communication is magnified. And so I put in a port request for our toll-free number, Frank, in July, the 20th of July, letting them know they had all this time through August 22nd to get their port situated on the administrative end. And they blew it. I still don't have my toll-free. No, if you call it, it says it's not in service. That's just the phone company. It's everywhere, he says. Oh, I know. We do have a couple of local numbers that they did put in place for us. So we have our old local number, which is 704-885-0277. I believe that's still working. Last time I checked, it was. And then we have our new native number to our area that we moved to, and that's 828-469-5972. But I've been instructed not to unforward those numbers, or it's going to mess everything up. So if people want to talk to me, they have to call the numbers and go through the call center, and they'll email me. Or if you can email me directly on your computer, I can answer questions that way. So I'm kind of like, hands tied a little bit. It's kind of annoying. But patience is a virtue. I know this. Lord will prevail. All right, we're going to talk about cognitive function and fungus. Medical researchers, this is new research out of Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. They seem to have discovered this link between digestive fungi and dementia. So they are proclaiming that the Mediterranean diet can prohibit this phenomenon, and which is astounding that they even admitted that. I've often said a Mediterranean diet is going to help you avoid a lot of landmines with internal medicine disorders. So here they are confirming it. Thank you very much, Wake Forest Baptist Medical. So they're saying that they proclaim that the Mediterranean diet can prohibit dementia, and no doubt that a healthy diet can prohibit many internal medicine disorders. And, medical or medicinal herbs can also help reestablish digestive balance. So if you're off a little bit, a lot of herbs can help you with the gut floras there. A lot of people say, well, I'll just get some probiotics. Well, that may help as well. But my understanding and experience is it's not usually one thing that gets you back to normal. It's usually a combination of things. So it's kind of a conglomerate effort. There's no real silver bullet. And we'll get to that in just a minute. So the plagues of the Bible, if you recall, they mention the sickness associated with mildew or fungus. And science has many research studies linking cancer and other diseases to fungus. So if we consider ancient Israel and their path away from God, it encompassed eating, strange foods. And this in itself can cause a metabolic shift and even affect health. So you are what you eat. That's an old saying, and it is so true. Now, U.S. statistics report that there are over 500 million in various age groups, 500 U.S. Americans in various age groups with cognitive dementia of various kinds. And we're going to take a look at how can we cut to the chase and get a better results than what mainstream medicine is promoting. Let's look at this study. It's a particular study, and it was published in the Journal of eBiomedicine. This was out of the Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. And it was very revealing how much power people have over their health when selecting the foods that they eat. So it was really a testament. It was really is a testament to how much we can accomplish compared to what scientific medicine has to offer. Here's a quote from one of the professors in the study, Harlem Yadiv. He is a molecule medicine specialist at Wake Forest School of Medicine. And he says, our study reveals that unique fungi co-living with bacteria in the gut can be healed with Mediterranean diet. Well, what the study shows is that people with cognitive malfunction and even Alzheimer's can improve their health within just a few weeks. That's what the study's saying. So what the diet can help accomplish is a balance of the gut flora and thereby influence the Alzheimer's markers in the spinal fluid and the gut. So it's a domino effect. You know, it takes several weeks, but you get there. Yadiv says this, although we do not fully understand how these fungi contribute to Alzheimer's disease, this is the first study to reveal an association and influence over mental health, and we hope to ignite thinking in the scientific community to develop better thinking and understanding in relation to cognitive issues. Well, good luck with that, Doc, because money answereth all things, and the drug company is king in your industry. Let's look at some expensive healthcare for a little bit, because modern medicine, with all its gadgets and studies, may not be the best resource to recover from health problems. Think about it. Symptom management is the best that you can hope for, and there are cures that you know rate the drug companies, and they're the ones kind of driving that healthcare bus. So I mean, there are isolated exceptions, trauma care, for instance. But for internal medicine disorders, it's really just symptom management and putting you on medicines. So doctors go to medical school to be taught to prescribe. That's their job. So the drug companies own the doctors and their license. As we are seeing with the recent COVID-19, that the media and the popular opinion can retire physicians from their practice in a skinny minute. So here is the result of such pressure and corruption. The average cost of a dementia patient is $174,000. Alzheimer's is the third most expensive disease, behind sepsis and cancer. The U.S. government spends over $350 million on cognitive disease research every year, and decades of expensive research have not led to a cure, but only to drug management therapies. So medicine bundles of premature dementia, senility, Alzheimer's, all together in one category, similar to bundling COVID with pneumonia and bronchitis and influenza and emphysema and COPD into one category. So the result is to produce urgency and millions of dollars in research and, of course, treatments, drug therapies. So what the Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center study is revealing is that dementia patients are poisoned. Yeah. Either from inside or outside with exposure. So these toxins are not released by the body, causing accumulative effects, and any of the brain-related issues are stemming from systemic poisons, basically. So brain toxemia are really metal toxins in the brain, depression, as well as emotional and mental health problems, nervous system breakdown, bipolar disorders, schizophrenia, and senility, all from toxicity. A few examples of toxins that can accumulate are chemicals and heavy metals like fluorides and acids, aluminums, mercury, and you get them in, sundry items. You get them in over-the-counter and prescription drugs and, of course, toothpaste. And also vaccines, heavy metals and vaccines. So it's kind of amazing. It's an amazing thing what medical science has really accomplished, and that is to convince dementia patients that and their families that their disease is incurable. And once you realize that there is no such thing as Alzheimer's, and it's really just an overload of trapped toxins, you can reverse the condition yourself. I know, can it really be that simple? Well, why wouldn't it? I mean, you had to get sick somehow. It's not genetic. And because we tend to eat like our, and we behave and live and have lifestyles like our ancestors, so that makes sense from that standpoint, but is it really genetics or is it really lifestyle? So the problem is physicians are really not taught how to heal their patients, and even if they had an inkling of how to go about it, they would risk their license because it cuts out the drug companies. Now, the drug company lobbyists own the Congress, the legislators, and the state licensing boards. I know you don't want to think they do, but they do. They pay them. They corrupt them, and then they do their bidding. So doctors who step out of line, speak the truth on either, they're either fired or they can lose their license. A minority of physicians speak out the truth, and this COVID example is a prime example. They're blackballed. Yeah, they're edited, they're censored, they're done. You know, because they just want to help people be well, not die. Well, lifestyle evaluation is what we need to do, because the key to most internal medicine diseases is to remove the toxins and put the nutrition back in the body so it can heal itself. So we are conditioned to just run to the doctors, and they will prescribe more toxins to promote the illness long term. Detoxifying and stopping whatever it is in the lifestyle is what really needs to happen. So you really need, are you exposed to a toxin at work? Do you work in a company that has chemicals about? I mean, I've had relatives down through the years from the World War II era to the 80s and 90s that worked in manufacturing facilities that had a lot of toxic chemicals there that cause things like lung cancer and other things. So, sadly, people are in lifestyle ruts. That's basically it. And so they would rather put their life in the hands of the drug companies rather than clean up their act and work at getting better. I'm sorry that that's the cold-hearted truth right there. So, addressing a serious health issue, it's going to take months. It may be even years to correct. Just depends on how long it took you to get sick. And it took years for the body to break down under the toxic strain and then for symptoms to manifest. But here's the thing. When you get rid of the culprits and you put the nutrition in, the body can rebound fairly well. And it won't take as long as it took you to get sick to recover. I've seen that over and over again. Now, we've kind of lost our way there. Our perspective and our power over our health. We've lost that our way, and we have turned it over to drug companies profiting off illness and not cures. That's the truth. So toxins will, let me tell you what they'll trap more toxins in. They'll clog your glands and they'll also clog your detoxification systems. They'll corrupt your cells. It'll disrupt your metabolism function, including cognitive function and your immune system. It will interfere with reproduction. It will stagnate blood plasma. It will block absorption of nutrition. And it will stunt your growth and promote all internal medicine diseases. That's what toxins do. Yep. So drug therapy, actually, that can promote dementia, you need to be aware of, because with a diagnosis of, let's say, Alzheimer's, there's other health problems that tend to also crop up and accompany Alzheimer's, like vision problems, sleep problems, like sleep apnea, for instance, and insulin issues. So patients with diabetes and sleep apnea are at a higher risk of Alzheimer's, according to science, because of the drugs they're on, causing the toxins. So drugs can promote dementia, and science is aware of that. So trapped toxins and adding more drug substances are going to compound your problem. Here is a quote from Noel Campbell. He's a pharmacist. He says, "We found that taking one anticholinergic drug significantly increased the risk of developing cognitive impairment Taking two of these drugs doubles the risk. This is a very significant and already known risk in the American population. So how many people are still prescribed this stuff? Yeah, well, they're laughing all the way to the bank. Yeah, but you have dementia, so you won't remember it. You know, well, I say let's forget Alzheimer's and everything else. Let's talk about, in the vast majority of cases, the pain medications that people are taking are causing long-term damage to the brain. Also, your digestive drugs, Tagamet and Xanax and stuff, can also bring about dementia. So other products also that have similar damage, your insomnia meds, cardiovascular drugs, they produce short-term memory problems, allergy medications, and also medications for incontinence. And these would be in a class of drugs known as anticholinergics, and they block the acetylcholine, which is a brain neurotransmitter. So they give you dementia. According to Matisse Bastoni, he's a medical doctor at IU School of Medicine. He says, simply put, we're confirmed that anticholinergics can cause or worsen cognitive impairment, which involves gradual memory loss. Mm-mm-mm. So I see we got to take a little break. When we come back, I'm going to go down the list of some common drugs that can make you lose your mind. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
That's a little retro back in the 70s there, the bumper, Frank. That's awesome. All right, we're talking about this new research about fungus and dementia and the diet that cures it, according to medical science, out of the horse's mouth, Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. Some of the common drugs that can actually give you dementia symptoms and destroy your brain cells are Benadryl for allergies, Dramamine, motion sickness, Excedrin PM, Nitol sleep, Somanex sleep, Tylenol PM sleep, Unisom sleep, Paxil antidepression, also used for obsessive compulsive disorders, Detrol, it's an overactive bladder urgency drug, Demerol for pain and also for sleep, and also Paxil for depression and anxiety. So, this is just a tip of the iceberg, basically. A lot of your drugs that are anti-arrhythmias, antihistamines, antispasmatics, anti-Parkinson's, a lot of muscle relaxants or tricyclic antidepressant drugs, these are all on this list. And if you want more details, you can go to the website virginiageriatrics.org, and look for their medications link, and they'll spell it out for you there. So your drug therapy can give you symptoms of dementia. And, of course, medicine knows this. But you go to your doctor's office, and how many times does the patient say, oh, you're on this drug, you probably just come off of it and these symptoms will go away? No. They're going to prescribe. The side effects of the anticholinergic drugs, other than your cognitive impairment, you're also going to have these side effects: dry mouth and dry nose, lack of sweating, constipation, dizziness and drowsiness, unsteady on your feet, so don't fall and break a hip or anything, headache, difficulty urinating, so there's probably an urgency drug with your name on it called Detrol. Visual impairment, a lot of these drugs give you glaucoma. Disorientation, difficulty swallowing, delirium, fatigue. And by the way, difficulty swallowing can also be misdiagnosed as cancer, so beware. Fatigue, high blood pressure, breathing difficulties, convulsions, behavior changes, hallucinations, severe muscle weakness, and skin problems, not to mention slurred speech. Also, if you want to look at the U.S. map based on the Alzheimer's Association, they have this map of the United States, and they have pinpointed drug-induced factors for dementia. Interesting, isn't it? So we may conclude that certain areas of the country may be more prone or disposed to things like depression and put on antidepressants, and then you see cognitive impairment go up. Other areas may be more disposed to severe allergies per se, and then the people are put on the drugs and are going to, destroy your brain cells and manifest dementia symptoms. cognitive problems. So we can also ascertain that people with sleep and vision and heart and insulin problems are all on medicines, prescribed medicines that are promoting cognitive decline. Yep, they're on the list. So women also seem to be more prone to anxiety, and those medications also promote dementia. Yep. So help thyself is what the Lord is saying. God has instructed us to be obedient to his ways of life and to use his medicinal herbs for healing. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. It's in the Bible. God can't lie. So we're in an age of information. Knowledge is increased, the Bible says, but not all knowledge is truth. So we have to be discerning. We have to have the Holy Spirit help us discern those things. So there are plenty of natural nutritional solutions to getting sleep, improving your vision, reducing the need for diabetic drugs, heart drugs, anti-anxiety drugs, depression medicines. There's solutions for that. Evaluate the lifestyle, change the diet, get some medicinal herbs going to produce the nutrition the body needs to heal itself. You don't want to take drugs that will disrupt neurotransmitters and then complicate everything. So Apothecary Herbs does offer a lot of medicinal herbs for these types of situations and lots more. So before you risk your brain cells to prescription medicines and to a diagnosis of dementia, give them a call. Now, I mentioned their toll-free number, the 866-229-3663, is kind of disabled. They're porting it to a new phone company. So it's really sad that it's taking over 6 weeks for them to do that, which should only take 10 days. But, you know, here we are in COVID land. So in the interim, please use their local numbers. You can use 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. And one of their brand new local numbers is 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. And you'll probably get their call center, or you can leave a voicemail. If you need me to call back, tell the call center folks to call you back, that I need to call you back. And I have a long list of return calls, so I will get to you. I do appreciate your patience, but we've kind of been – influx, moving, setting up new, new desks and computers and equipment in the new location, and it takes time. And I don't want anybody to fall through the cracks, not at all. So I will return those calls. So hang with me there. I appreciate your patience. Also, I will mention they did start the Labor Day sale, started yesterday, so you can save 25% on orders of $50 or more. You want to use the coupon code LABORDAY20, LABORDAY20. You can use it over the phone. You can use it on your order form, mail it in, get it postmarked by the 7th of September for that code to give you the discount, because the sale ends on the 7th. And you can also use it on the website, of course, in the shopping cart. So restrictions do apply. The restrictions on the sale are for the products that Apothecary Herbs makes. So eye drops, soap, dog collars, things like that, that are wonderful products, but they're made by different vendors. They are not included in the sale at this point. So if you want to save on your cleanses, for instance, you want to get rid of those toxins that are kind of making your brain hurt, this is a good time. Save 25%. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Free product catalog, too, if you'd like one. And inside your catalog, you're going to get an announcement on the temporary phone numbers that you might want to use during this transition. All right, we're going to talk about we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about bladder dysfunction, because a lot of people, and a lot of them are on, you know, drugs for this stuff, and a lot of side effects causing other problems. Alarming increase, though, in the cases of bladder dysfunction. And what did we just read in the Quack report? That it's rampant in the Midwest, in the agricultural areas, the Central America here, because the farmers are using the glyphosate, and they're thinking, again, toxins are causing metabolic disruption. and they have incontinence and kidney failure. Oh, my goodness. So cleanse and nourish, folks. That's what I know. Put the nutrition in. Get the toxins out. Revamp that lifestyle, Mediterranean diet. You'll be amazed. I got a call from a guy who is just over the moon that he's diabetic, had high blood pressure. He was not feeling good, had no energy, and he started using the products that we have. And he's like, I have energy. I'm off my heart meds now. My blood sugars and my cholesterol are way down. And he's eating avocados, and he's, you know, using olive oil, the Mediterranean diet. Told him, use that. You got power there. And it's so much cheaper to do that than to be a slave to prescription drugs and the costs. So, you know, you got power. In 6 days, if you change your lifestyle, in 6 days you change your DNA. That's how much power your food has. God gave you that power, so it's time to utilize it wisely. So we know now that there's a lot of problems out there, but a lot of media attention, International Incontinence Society even, is growing. It's been growing since, I guess, the 60s, about personal issues with bladder dysfunction. A lot of companies making, you know, adult diapers and stuff. So scientific medicine has, you know, prevalence here to foster these conditions because the dysfunction makes a lot of profit for them with the drugs and therapeutics. And a lot of these drug companies make adult diapers too. So we're going to take a look at this and maybe avoid or even reverse it. How about that power? What do you say? So let's look up some of the problems. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine and Institute of Health, bladder problems fall under the expertise of urology in medical science. Well known that bladder dysfunction will cause a lot of social stress and financial stress. The type of dysfunction varies according to severity. About 1 in 20 people, or 13 million Americans, are having incontinence. Over $11 billion is spent each year on the condition. So obviously drug companies don't want to say goodbye to that. And Americans will experience incontinence until they do something about it. So over $11 billion is spent. Men and women experience the bladder problems. Women most often have the problems younger than the men do because they're of childbearing, you know, pressure on the pelvic floor and all that from childbearing. So the condition actually can be more severe for older women when they get into their 60s. And men have an overall lower risk of incontinence compared to the women, 3% for guys, 11% for women. So men, if they do get severe bladder issues, usually it occurs when they're 80 years of age. So when it comes to bladder problems, the severity can range from what is described as small leakage to complete emptying of the bladder. So stress seems to be a factor for men and for women with regard to incontinence, but women tend to have spikes, episodes of incontinence, whereas men tend to have a steady increase of the problem. So if you have a low severity of incontinence, it usually can start between the ages of 15 and 19. That's really young. If you have a moderate condition of incontinence, 18% of the cases are between the ages of 20 and 24. And then if you have a severe case of incontinence, 17% are in women at the age of 60 and men at the age between 70 and 80. So, this, you know, when I was growing up, people in their teens and 20s didn't have incontinence. It didn't. We didn't have that promoted. Or you would have seen Procter & Gamble whip out the adult diaper sooner. Conditions that can actually bring about or worsen incontinence, especially in men, are the prostate area if they've had prostate surgery. Neurological injuries like stroke or trauma can also increase that problem. The Cochrane Systemic Review reported in 2015 that with female stress-induced incontinence, that women need to make informed decisions before they have any surgery. The review stressed abdominal exercises to strengthen the pelvic floor, better option rather than bladder surgery. So if you're not emptying the bladder, a lot of people complain about that. Before you run to the surgeon, you may want to explore going to a yoga specialist who knows how to do pelvic floor exercises or something of that nature. Here is the Cochrane Systemic Review Report. They say over the last few years, many questions have been raised about the severity of incontinence and incontinence surgery due to implants such as artificial mesh, and we've heard that's been a disaster. Yep, and we've heard of lawsuits with that. There have been a number of reports of women suffering pain and injury after surgery due to the device used of non-absorbable plastics. So this has resulted in worldwide court actions and some countries suspending the practice altogether. Also, Dr. Abigail Ford, she's with Bradford Teaching Hospital, she says women need to be aware of less invasive alternatives before they contemplate any type of surgery. Well, I agree with that. So it's kind of obviously there's really no long-term trials that are done on these types of devices. No. And the surgery implants for incontinence, down the road, this is when, you have lawsuits, class action ones. So let's look at what Dr. Joseph Aga, he's a genealogist, says. We need to know more about what happens to women in the long term. This review found 35 trials carried out more than 5 years ago. If women in these trials were followed up, we would know much, much more about how the long-term operations last and any critically important information on the effects. So, yeah, they just didn't follow up, and so no news is good news kind of thing. All right, so some of the causes for incontinence, let's be aware of that. We've talked about stress in the pelvic area, being overweight, childbirth, of course, UTIs if you have a lot of urinary tract infections, diseases like cancer, nervous system, problems like Parkinson's, MS, stroke, or diabetes, bowel congestion, kidney or bladder stones, prostate infection or surgery, cancer treatments, radiation, and even alcoholism. So stress incontinence, often in women, is very common, especially if the woman has had children. The pelvic floor takes a lot of pressure, and after childbirth, even coughing or sneezing or even lifting something heavy can cause leakage. So smoking will make the stress incontinence worse due to coughing. So be aware of that. Well, what about constipation? Well, constipation in the United States, very serious problem. I hear from people all the time. It's estimated that over 4 million Americans, that's 1 in 61, have constipation. I'm talking serious constipation. They cannot have a bowel movement without some sort of therapeutic aid. Constipation sends 2 million people to the hospital every year, and it's very common but not normal to have this need for laxatives to move the bowel. It's really diet-related in most situations. It's lifestyle. Unfortunately, laxatives, if you use them on a regular basis, they offer the risk of the bowel becoming dependent on them, and that's what usually happens to people. The elderly tend to suffer from constipation, and often those over 65 have to rely on the medicines to move them. Having a sluggish bowel and experience constipation more than occasionally is really a sign of an imbalance that will only increase unless you do something about it. So the risk of disease is going to be increased as well. Because this is your last stop of toxin removal, and your toxins can be reabsorbed. And we also, by the first part of the show, found that there's a metabolic link to disease with poisonous toxins. So getting back to the bowel. So if your constipation is left unresolved, it can actually lead to death. People don't like to think about constipation doing that, but it can. About 30 people a year die from the condition. 2016, Yale University reported that they had discovered the cause of constipation, and according to them, had no clear cause and blamed it on a herpes infection. Listen, a lot of times you're allergic to your diet. That can cause constipation. Look at what you're eating. Keep a food journal. Some of the foods that are really not good for you, we're going to go over here in a little bit. Also, Yale published the report in the journal of Cell Host and Microbe, and they claim a virus can spread from the spinal cord area to the genitals and then to the colon, killing your nerve endings and not making the bowel move. So there's one possibility. But I think that's kind of rare. So according to their findings, if it isn't if it isn't junk science, okay, let's put it that way, they're saying people have contracted, if you got chicken pox, if you had Epstein-Barr, kissing disease, cytomegalovirus, and other members of the herpes virus family, they say that could explain your constipation issue. Well, if that were the case, the constipation rate would be worse than it is. Here is the cause of your constipation. Some of the causes would be low fiber in the diet and all protein. If you're on meat and potatoes and Coca-Cola, that explains it. Fiber in the diet, your roughage, your fruits and vegetables, what they do is that when they get in the bowel, they absorb water in the bowel and they swell up and they press against the colon wall, stimulating the nerve endings in the bowel muscle to move the fecal matter. So if you don't have that going on, the fecal matter just sits there, becomes toxic. Mucus causing foods will also bind stool, coat the colon with mucus, and trap more toxins in, so your milk, cow's milk product, cheese, that kind of thing. Your pain narcotic medications will, mild narcotics, you know, kind of address your nerve endings. So they just shut off. It's not, you know, discerning. It's all nerve endings, bowel included. Lack of regular exercise, of course, is listed. Antidepressants and acids, blood pressure prescriptions, antihistamines, cold medications like your decongestants, your calcium and iron supplements. So, you can resolve constipation. How hard do you want to work at it? Get free of the drugs and free of the discomfort. I understand that people feel that they have tried many medications and many therapies and have not had any success to resolve either their incontinence or their constipation. So the first thing that I tend to do is avoid the most common culprits that cause these conditions. And there are drugs and there are foods that can slow transit time in your bowel and also firm up stool, like make it harder, like bananas, cooked carrots, milk, chocolate, and cheese. So you definitely want to avoid those products if you got constipation. Keeping a food journal, like I said, can help you eliminate what the food is causing you to have slow transit time. Causing the bowel to not function properly. So that's important to know. Because, again, you are what you eat and cause and effect. So the bowel cleansing regimen that we tend to use at Apothecary Herbs often can remove a lot of old deposits of fecal matter and tone the bowel muscle to wake up those nerve endings again so the bowel is moving 2 to 3 times a day. People are kind of shocked when they say 2 to 3 times a day. I'm like, yeah. If you're eating 2 or 3 times a day, you should be moving 2 or 3 times a day. A lot of people, you know, have been taught by medicine because their medical journals have said, you know, 2 or 3 times a week is normal. It's not normal. It's not. American diet is horrid, and it slows transit time down, and people are not using the bathroom often enough. So bowel cleansing can help remove heavy metals. We talked about dementia. Can remove radioactive particles. It can remove pesticides, herbicides. Kidney disease. It can remove your prescription medications. Over 2,000 of them. The residues from prescription drugs. So you have power with your medicinal herbs to do that. You're just not taught that. It's like, you know, the world's best kept secret, isn't it? So bowel cleansing is not rocket science. It's gentle and effective. You can still carry out your normal routine. You don't have to stay near a bathroom. It's not going to give you turbo bowel. There's a way to do it safely and effectively. And the folks at Apothecary Ribs, that's what they do. They educate people on how to do their cleanses. And you want to do your cleanses in such a way that you don't back toxins up into the system, that you open up the channels of elimination so you have a free flow of toxins leaving the body. So when you get their catalog, you're going to notice in their cleansing section, the cleanses are listed in the order in which you should do them for your safety and success. They also list counter-regulatory information there. Sometimes you don't want to mix herbs with medication, so that's all listed there. So you can make some informed decisions. And so you also have some cleanses for the urinary tract and other areas, all the way up to the blood system. So blood brings healing. So if your blood is full of insulin, sugar, it's not going to carry nutrition and healing properties well. That's why sores don't heal. So you want to do your cleanses all the way to the blood system. So real important, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get their free catalog. Get informed. Get empowered. Their local number is 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. New number for local is 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. It's their new office number. And, of course, thepowerherbs.com. So, and take advantage of their Labor Day sale. Save 25%. Details are on the homepage. Use your code LABORDAY20 and get 25% off orders of $50 or more. And be empowered out there. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.